This is WKAR. I'm Emily Fox. Two Democrats and two Republicans are vying for two seats on the board of the MSU trustees. Today, we look at the Republican candidates. They are...
Well, hi, I'm Mike Miller. I'm a longtime East Lansing and Okemos resident. Been here for 60 years. I've had a business here for the last 30 years that I grew from four people to 2,000.
And...
Dave Dutch here, born and raised in East Lansing, one of 10 kids. My dad worked at the university for 52 years. I'm a combat veteran, a special operations officer in the Navy, and then grew businesses for 20 years. And I've come home. I've got three kids here, and I would love to be a trustee because I just love this university, and I think we're going through a tough time.
Both Miller and Dutch agree that Michigan State University did not handle the fallout from Larry Nassar well. Here's Mike Miller.
This is the worst crisis in the history of Michigan State University. And I think the general public feels that the board wasn't sufficiently transparent and sufficiently open with them when they talked about what had happened here at the university. I think they're making some very good steps going forward, but the realities are we need to reinstill trust in the board.
And Mike Miller, this is kind of almost a personal thing for you because your daughter was treated by Larry Nassar. Is that correct?
That's a very difficult topic. I promised my daughter I wouldn't discuss her medical history in public. But yes, it's very personal. And some of those kids were her competitors and teammates. And so as a result, you know, I felt compelled to come forward and try to do everything I could to ensure that nothing like this ever happens at Michigan State again. I will use every power that I have and every ounce of effort that I have to ensure that it does not.
Dave Dutch, how do you think the MSU board has handled the fallout from Larry Nassar?
They were ill-prepared, did not expect it, and reacted to public outcry way too late. I think the Board of Trustees would tell you that right now.
There was a motion to fire interim president John Engler in June. The Board of Trustees voted it down 6-2. How would you have voted if you were on the board? And Dave Dutch, I'll start with you.
I would have voted with them on that. Let's go back to...
Saying you would have kept...
I would have kept John Engler. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, 9 months ago, this university, as Mike Miller said, hey, we're in the worst crisis we've ever had. Lawsuits coming at us, legislature putting forward bills and things that could be detrimental to the long-term good of Michigan State. It was an ugly, messy place. I don't think we had a lot of options, to be honest. John Engler, has he made some missteps? Has he done some poor communication? Absolutely. But we are now in a place where I think we can get a long-term president. He was never the long-term president. I don't think we were in that position 9 months ago.
Mike Miller, would you have voted for or against John Engler back in June?
There was never any plan or scheme for John to become the permanent president of Michigan State University. He has been an interim crisis manager. A lot of people have, you know, take issue with some of the things that he said to our survivors and some of the things he actually wrote.
And what are some of those things?
He mentioned that he thought a survivor might be conspiring with some legal counsel to bring in more complainants. So that was probably, you know, a reaction to a very difficult litigation, but an untimely remark and certainly tone deaf. The realities are, I do think he's managed the crisis for the university. And right now, Michigan State needs stability to attract the next president. And if we're going to return to greatness, we need to have stability and we need to have the right leader. And I think that a political knee-jerk to get rid of interim President Engler would be a mistake.
Mike Miller, you've noted that MSU's tuition has more than tripled over the last 20 years. What are your ideas to make MSU more affordable for students?
I think Dave and I are both what I'd call fiscal conservatives, people who want to be able to do more with what we have. One of the things that I would recommend is that we use what business calls the 80-20 rule. We look at all of the schools that we have, all the programs that we have, and we'd say, okay, what are the top 80% of those, and what's the bottom 20? If we got programs that aren't working, we need to get those out and reduce costs if we can.
Dave Dutch, what are your thoughts on making Michigan State more affordable?
I think there's a serious effort needed to look at the cost structure of our university. And I'm not talking slash and burn. I'm talking synergies and doing things with technology and consolidation. Mike and I have run big companies. I've run billion-dollar budgets. Michigan State's $1.3 billion budget. This is a big organization. And I think a board of trustees at Michigan State, you need some members of that board to have run multi-billion-dollar companies and been on boards and reported to boards. So I'd really focus on the cost equation. In addition to that, I think we have so many assets here that we don't do as good a job as other universities leveraging for incremental income or endowment. You know, we have entrepreneurism, but it's not coordinated across the university. We have extension programs throughout the state, tend to focus a lot on agriculture as they should, but they also need to tie in more to entrepreneurism and the foundation and developing alternate revenue streams for our university.
What is one new idea you'd like to bring to the table if you were elected MSU trustee?
We have this extension program, which is unique to Michigan State and the state of Michigan, where we have offices throughout the state. We have downtown in East Lansing, the Innovation Center with the Hatch and the Spartan Foundation and Red Cedar Ventures, a lot of entrepreneurism and money to help fund faculty and staff in the technology world. I want to bring these things together. There's a lot of silos in Michigan State. So I would love to be part of the effort to bridge sort of this asset of the extension program we have out in the field, the money that big donors have given, and leverage that with this unique agricultural history we have as a land-grant university. And there's ways to make money off patents, intellectual property, new designs of equipment for farming, new crop technology and process that we could, I think, make a lot of money. So I personally would like to spearhead that if I get elected to the Board of Trustees.
Mike Miller, what's your new idea you want to bring to the table?
I have a couple things that I think we ought to be thinking about. One is I think we ought to be thinking about using technology in teaching. Through virtual reality and AI, we could prepare classrooms with, you know, the right equipment that people could actually visualize an equation or visualize some physics that they can't see with the naked eye. So I think those kinds of things are certainly things I would want to pursue. Not only that, I think that, you know, there's an alternative for helping the tuition problems. One of those is to encourage K through 12 to take more college credit classes from local community colleges and come into Michigan State with most of their basics completed. And then lastly, I applaud the people that come to Michigan State and struggle through very difficult financial times when they're trying to go to school, they're trying to live. And one of the groups that I applaud the most are single moms. They don't have childcare, they don't have the right backup. And I would love to see Michigan State's Child Development Group develop a program where we can take care of kids for single moms who come to Michigan State and are trying to get a degree, trying to get ahead in life, and trying not to earn as much debt in childcare costs as they accumulate in educational costs.
I've been speaking with Mike Miller and Dave Dutch, Republican candidates for MSU Board of Trustees. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.